That is what these wonderful travel tips are for. Hawaii is full of all sorts of odds and ends cultural food options. Even stopping by the gas station to grab snacks, you will always find one of my favorites, Spam Musubi. It is usually in the deli area. Many people are turned away from the idea of Spam, but honestly, unless you have tried it and concretely decided you don't like it, you're missing out on a fun experience. I bashed Spam for almost a year before I tried it. I was then kicking myself because it became my go-to snack on the way to work. One food that I fell in love with, to my own surprise actually, was poke and poke bowls, which is tuna. I've always loved sushi. The idea of eating only raw fish, I was a little wary about. To be honest though, you are on an island. If you're going to get fresh, delicious fish anywhere, it is here. Plus, there are a bunch of different seasoned versions of poke to try before you just rule it out, because this is definitely an island fave. People also get turned away thinking you have to go to a fancy restaurant or to a resort to get the full experience. But this is not true at all. The best places to find great food here are the little hole-in-the-wall spots, that tiny little diner that caught your eye on the corner, or food trucks along the roadside. These are the places where you will find wonderful food made with lots of culture and love. My suggestion? Eat as much fish as you can. If you are not the biggest fan of fish, put Kalua pork on your list of foods to try. Most pizza places offer a Kalua pork pineapple barbecue pizza that will melt in your mouth and have you trying to recreate it back home. Get out of your comfort zone here. I promise it will be well worth it. 2. Food is expensive. Shipping costs to get food to the island is expensive for businesses. Therefore, they have to upcharge. Understandably, how else would they stay afloat? But there are ways around it. For instance, when doing a day trip to a waterfall or hiking through the bamboo forest, opt for snacks and lunch items from a local market instead of going out to eat every time. One thing I always loved about the supermarkets there is that the deli always offers great grab-and-go options. This is where you could try that delicious poke I spoke of earlier. There are also usually fresh-made sandwiches and plenty of choices you can pack in a cooler for a nice picnic. The deli food on the island is much different than what you would find in a deli back home. It is always fresh and always authentic. Plus, this way you can experience the lifestyle and food and save a few bucks. 3. Avoid chain restaurants. There are Denny's, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, IHOP, and most chain restaurants on Maui. And as tempting as it is to swing through the drive-thru right after landing for a quick pick-me-up, I would refrain. I know for some people, stepping out of your comfort zone can be a challenge, but that is what travel is all about. Experiencing something new, trying and seeing new things. If you are starving from the long flight and need a quick meal, instead of hitting a chain restaurant, go through a local drive-thru, L&L Drive-In, located in Kailua, the town you will fly into. It is a great fast option for Hawaiian plate dishes. There are plenty of choices for quick drive-thru food that you wouldn't be able to try just any other day. I will admit, I went to Denny's while I lived in Maui, the first week living there, and honestly, it wasn't a terrible experience because it is much different than Denny's on the mainland. There are no windows, so it is completely open, and there are little birds flying around and landing on the floor next to you, picking up little crumbs. Adorable, right? That was my first realization of just how lax the lifestyle is there. The food, though, was nothing to write about. The experience was neat seeing the difference from a Denny's on the mainland, but looking back on it, I would have absolutely chosen to check out a local food restaurant instead. You are on one of the most beautiful islands in the world, and the food matches the scenery. Get out of your comfort zone and go find a local restaurant. It will be well worth it. A 10-minute drive to North Shore town Paia, there is a restaurant in the center of town called Paia Fish Market. Great fish tacos. 4. Try all the fruit. I cannot express this enough. Try all the fruit you can possibly handle. After living on Maui for so many years, one of the hardest parts about returning to the mainland was not being able to eat all the fruit the island has to offer. I am dead serious when I say I